99.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where rain and wind was the big story today here and all over the Northeast. Right now, along New York's famed Fifth Avenue, a tree is crossing the entire street on top of two parked cars. CBS New York's Alicia Reed is in Lodi, New Jersey.
Chuck Jasmine is using FLIRs to alert fellow drivers along Main and Sydney streets of the flood ahead.
Just help the Lodi police and the people coming down the road not to make a mistake to go in there.
Some drivers ignoring the orange cones and taking their chances to make it to the other side. Ivan De La Paz has lived in this neighborhood for decades and knows how bad it can get.
I lost my car due to a flood.
Outside Philadelphia, a six-year-old girl is missing after falling into a creek during record rainfall there. Chester Fire Commissioner John Paul Shirley.
The initial report from police was that the two girls were playing and the one friend witnessed the other friend slip on the mud and go in the water.
Taisha Reynolds is the aunt of that missing girl.
They built a new park, they ain't gated up. So they was down there playing and she went down a little too far with the other kids and my seven-year-old daughter tried to hold her and she was holding on to my daughter's coat and I guess the wind took her.
The FAA is considering temporary action against United Airlines following a series of flight mishaps. WBBM's Rachel Pearson.
The airline's vice president of corporate safety said the FAA will examine multiple areas of the airline's operation to ensure safety compliance. Earlier this month, a piece of a jet's outer panel fell off, and another suffered an engine fire on takeoff. United CEO Scott Kirby said these and other recent issues were unrelated to each other and that they're now reviewing their safety training.
And among the possible temporary measures discussed include barring United from launching new routes that it has not yet begun selling tickets for. 133 dead, hundreds more injured in that attack at a concert near Moscow. ISIS has claimed responsibility, but Vladimir Putin is hinting that Ukraine is behind it, though it denies involvement. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow.
Outside the building, all day long, people have been laying flowers in honor of the dead. Margarita did so. She was at the rock concert when the shooting began, but got out alive.
When I got home, I hugged my children, fell to my knees and said, I can't begin to describe what happened there. They were shooting at us. I was hysterical.
But so many people never made it home.
$750 million up for grabs.
That first number up.
The Powerball winning numbers 6, 23, 51, 25, 34. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday Night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass. Three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Let's kick this Saturday night off with a double dip of Katie Scullin. She was live in the lair last week and absolutely rocked it. It's Unfailing. Katie Scullin on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
softly blows. She nodded her head when I heard what it said. Don't you shy away, can't you see?
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Katie Scullin and her song Bloom. Unfailing before that. Unfailing is the title track to the brand new album. And that brand new album is out right now on all the streaming networks. And be sure to stop by the Max Sync radio page and grab the podcast from last week's Live in the Lair with Katie. It was fantastic. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Sync on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. What's up, brother?
What's happening, Jimmy?
What's happening?
And KJ is here filling in for Terry Barr tonight. How you doing, KJ?
Doing all right. Yourself?
Doing well. You look good. You look like you're relaxed. You're dripping of vacation. How was your trip?
You got the dripping part right, but dripping in sweat. It was a very hot place, and I was there to see a punk band.
You went to Costa Rica.
I went to Costa Rica to watch my husband's part-time punk band play two shows in the warm season in a heat wave in 9 degrees from the equator, and it was awesome.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I heard your husband's band got kicked off the stage by the police.
The cop was so sweet about it too. Like, it was the neighbors who, you know, were just like, we can't have it. But the cop rolled down his window and he whispered out, he's like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, even the neighbors shut down stuff in Costa Rica, right?
Wow, that's crazy.
It was a real drag. So it was a good thing we had two nights there. So you
were basically on the equator during the spring equinox. Right?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't even know it there because like the sun pretty much goes down at the same time in the same spot
all year,
like all year round.
Six to six.
Yeah. Yeah. One of our Uber drivers told us that sunset happens really, really quickly. Like, you know, sometimes here for a 4th of July thing, the sun will go down, but it won't get dark
right,
for a
there's
long
a lot of
time.
Twilight or whatever.
He said there, it's like, boom, it's over. Like, that sun is down, and boom, you're into darkness and fireworks. So it was a different part of the world. I saw constellations I hadn't seen. That was kind of weird. I don't know what they are, but I could, I'm like, that. Those aren't planets, and they're not airplanes, and this is weird.
How cool is that?
Yeah, so a lot of fun.
Welcome back. Glad you had fun. We have a fun show for you tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Get your participation, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text right from the Civic Media app. Rocker, what's coming up tonight, man?
Oh, Jimmy, tons of stuff here. Honeybee Cannabis and Carbon 4's Wade Woods. He's going to be here with new B-Nanas beer. We were going to talk about it last week,
B-Nanas.
But it's here this week, Jimmy. Rock Gonson, director Dennis Graham, he's going to be in here talking about the Indie Garage Rock High School Band Competition. That's going on right now. Fat Function, Al Falashi, he's coming in. There's an upcoming show. We're going to hear all about Fat Function's return. And Natty Nation's Aaron Conkle, he had some equipment stolen. He'll be in to tell us about that. And be on the lookout. And A Time to Die, it's a new movie from Madison filmmaker Bob Love. It's a zombie movie, Jimmy.
Love zombies.
And it's going to be premiering right across the street at the Overture Center for the Arts.
Also tonight, we've got live in the lair, Linda and the Zeros. Yeah. Now, so am I reading this right? A 9-piece backing band?
Yes.
That's really
so
10
total pieces.
That is going to be
fun. We are stretched thin. We don't have any more headphones.
Right? There's wires everywhere. There's microphones everywhere. Yeah. And it's awesome.
There's congas. There's horns all over the place. There's a giant horn section.
Usually, yeah, there's... oh my God, look at it all. This is going to be great. So
we're inside, like we're inside of a band right now.
We're right here. You can be here with us at 9 o'clock tonight, live in the lair. And then at 10 o'clock, it is Max Inc. Heavy with an interview with Conniption.
Yeah, M. Shell had a great conversation with the guys from Conniption. They got a lot of stuff happening too. So I'll check that out. Max Inc. Heavy tonight at 10 o'clock. Real quick, side note here. Art Paul Schlosser is in front of the Overture busking right now.
Oh, no way.
I really want to go outside and talk with Art.
Oh, we got to call John and Gordy. They'd be down here in a minute.
Rocker, there's some sad news in the Wisconsin music scene this week. Happened on Thursday. Kind of hit us like a ton of bricks, man. Bob from the Back Bar passed away.
Yeah, he was involved in a motorcycle accident in Florida while on vacation. And it's just really stunning. I mean, he's been such a part of the music scene for 20 plus years at least.
The website says serving or booking bands at the Back Bar, local bands, for 5 decades.
Wow. Oh yeah, so way past, you know, 20. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's so far back, like I can't remember
how many shows. I mean just think about just in the lifetime of Maximal Mink, why since what, 97 98?
Yeah,
you know, how many events, how many shows, how many times have you talked about or printed about the Back Bar in Janesville?
Well, you know? one of my favorite memories of Bob is when he, back in Atwood Summerfest, we had Canned Heat play, you know, the famous band from Woodstock, and you know, yes, yeah, great. We got sound effects, Jimmy. And Bob really liked Canned Heat, and it was like, it was actually, he told me that it was on his bucket list to meet Canned Heat. So he actually sponsored them, and then came up and he got backstage access and he got to meet Canned Heat. And so that was pretty, you know, now it's even more special to me, you know, to know that.
Well, our hearts, our love goes out to Bob's family, the Back Bar, the staff down there, and all the fans, all the bands, too. Hopefully the Back Bar could find a way and keep that place going in honor of Bob and, you know, keep supporting local music.
Yeah, man, we wish his wife, Diane, the best.
For sure.
So,
this band sent me some brand new music this week on in our email address, music@civicmedia.us. They're called Lamp House Blue. They want to come on the show, Rocker, so we'll have to reach out to them. It's pretty cool.
I saw that.
Their new album is coming out real soon. It's called Alaska Sky. Here's one of the tracks off that new album. It's called Bailey Song. It's Lamp House Blue on Max Inc. or Max Inc. Radio, our local music. It's not time for heavy yet.
As I lay just below this Alaska sky, can't help but wonder why. wondering why. Just before I have to go, I have to fly. I've run across your sweet soul.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
That is quite the jam right there. I do my best work at night. That's Peacemaker on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Peacemaker is playing a show at Taz Bash on Saturday, May the 4th. It's presented by Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. It's at the Red Rooster here in Madison. The show is in honor of Shannon Reed, who is a friend of Trevor Reed, and we all know Trevor, right? It's also a fundraiser for Music Makes a Difference here in Madison. Killer lineup, too. Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Plant, Fiberweed, and Nostalgia. A lot of those bands you'll hear in Max Inc. Heavy. Taz Bash 3.0 at the Red Rooster here in Madison, May the 4th. Presented by Max Inc. Radio, Music Makes a Difference, and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out RockOnsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's RockOnsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're having a great evening. Rocker, Jimmy K, KJ, filling in for Terry Barr with you. Original local music from Wisconsin. We're live in the Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX studios here in Madison. We want to say hello to our friends up in Eau Claire listening to the Tap, WCFW 93.5. And the Buzz of the North up in Hayward, Wisconsin, don't you know? WBZH AM 910. And of course, we're streaming all over the place on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you say Buzz?
Buzz of the North.
Perfect.
Buzz of the North.
That's your cue, Rocker. The Buzz of the North.
The Buzz of the North is right here. Wade Woods is owner of Honey Bee Cannabis Company, and Honey Bee Cannabis produces THC-infused seltzer waters, gummies, and now beer. Wade collaborates with other local businesses like Rude Brew Kombucha to create a new and interesting THC-infused products. But it's not all THC. There's also this thing called beer, and Wade is teaming up with Madison Brewers Carbon 4 to create something we think is totally bananas. Here to pull us back from the brink of reality is Wade Woods, owner, collaborator, and bee lover. Wade, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you guys having me on again.
It's great to see you,
Wade. I feel like it's been, third time here in the last couple months, so
You're becoming a staple on a Saturday night.
Hey, I appreciate it. And yeah, I enjoy my time with you guys. So
well,
whenever you want me on, let's go.
Well, you keep collaborating presents. In more products. You know what I mean?
And you bring us samples of these products.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been a lot of fun, you know, like I said, you know, last time I was on with Lacey here with Rude Brew was with me.
The kombucha.
So tonight we're going to sample like a new flavor that we have coming out on the THC side of it. And then, you know, tonight we'll also kind of talk about this Earth Day beer, which is fourth annual. And it's all about creating money for Clean Lakes Alliance.
Nice. Well, tell us about your company, Honeybee Cannabis, your mission and how you're helping the bees.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so again, a little bit about myself, for the people who haven't, you know, heard us the last few times we're on. You know, I spent 20 plus years in the alcohol industry, you know, just doing all that. And, 4 years ago? So it'd be 2020. I started Honeybee Cannabis, and, you know, I'm a firm believer in cannabis being one of the plants that is amazing to this planet. And then also honeybees, a lot of people don't realize without the bees, we don't, we're not here. We're cooked. Yeah. So it's been a super fun journey of trying to like bring these two things together. You know, obviously, education is big on both ends, you know. I think there's a lot of education to be made with bees. I think there's a lot of education to be made with cannabis. So it's been great. And, you know, people like you guys that bring me on air, let me like talk about it is amazing.
Well, we love the education. We love learning more about it. And I love the collaboration because who doesn't love bees, right? So let's get to something wacko, like wacky tabacky. Totally bananas, which, by the way, when I first saw that written down, I'm like, is this a joke word? And I'm looking right at the beer right now, and it is actually says, the label says, this beer is bananas. So please,
makes you feel good.
Please tell us about this awesome new collaboration with Carbon 4.
Yeah, yeah. So this is, it's coming all back to where it all started from. So 4 years ago, you know, myself and Carbon 4, we came up with this. How can we get back to the community? You know, Clean Lakes Alliance was our thing. So 4 years ago, you know, we did a one barrel batch at Carbon 4. At that time, it was a Honey Maibach. Proceeds went to Clean Lakes Alliance. You know, fast forward the last 2 years, you know, Hop House Brewing Company has been my partner. They are amazing. I just love them to death, but it kind of came back to just where it all started. So this year, you know, we're back with Carbon 4. This beer is being bananas. It's a honey hefeweizen using local Wisconsin raw honey. And again, you know, if you're out there, you see it in the stores, it's going to be an in and outer. You know, I think we did 150, 60 cases. There'll probably be about 30 or 40 bars that have it on tap, but this is an in-and-out item. So when you see this on the shelf, pick it up. You know, we're all looking to get it, and just know that when you buy this product, you're supporting Madison.
First of all, you're supporting
the Clean Lakes.
Excuse me. That was a bananas burp drive right there. First of all, the name is awesome. You can't help to smile when you say bananas. So great job. I'm having a sample of bananas right now.
Right. Let's all just take a pause for all of us to try. We have Dixie cups and everything.
The first thing, bananas, the first thing that other than maybe honey that went to my brain when I heard the name was banana. And I was expecting like a banana, but there's thankfully no bananas in there. Or I don't know.
So the
beer is super balanced and super, it's kind of sweet. It has that honey aftertaste.
I'm getting the honey for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. So the name bananas came from, so Hefeweizens have that known thing of banana notes to it. Mm-hmm. So that's where we kind of came up with the name bananas. Mm. So yes, I think, you know, shout out to Carbon 4 Brewing for creating this product where I think the honey does kind of like separate that out. It subtles out that banana note to it, you know, because again, I'll be honest, I'm not a banana fan. It's not what I want in a beer. It's not fair, but not for everyone. I think the beer is very approachable to the general public. And again, you know, the last few years we've learned as we've built, you know, is like we're trying to build and do all these things. And, you know, the last 2 years we kind of came back with the same style of beer. I think we learned our lesson there that, you know, maybe that's not the way to go about it.
Right.
You know, if we're doing a once a year thing that we're trying to produce money for the community and the lakes, we need to come with something new every year.
That's
you,
awesome.
You can't come with the same beer every year because people, you know, you have it and it's cool. But every year we need to come with something new, something productive and
something delicious that. And something beautiful. If you're looking for it in the aisles, which I completely recommend that you do, you can't miss it. The cans are gorgeous. They're beautiful. Like this bright, bright orange and a bright, like bright
psychedelic.
Green. Yeah, with a psychedelic bee on the front.
Yeah. So,
and they are very, very eye-catching.
With a marijuana leaf on the,
wait,
on
let
the
me,
tail.
Let me see that.
Yeah.
Let me see that.
Yeah.
I like oh, that. My God. Good eye, Robert. I didn't catch that.
I would feel terrible about myself if I did not throw a shout out to Joey Kinsler with Kinsler Design. He designed this can. He has been my guy that has helped build Honeybee. And
yeah,
that
you have
branding
great logos
behind it. So, again, you know,
does hey, he work if, for the beer?
Hey, yeah. if you're a small business owner and you're looking to build a brand, Joey Kinsler here in Madison, whatever, hit me up. Whatever, I'll connect you with him. He's an amazing gentleman. He's just so great to work with. You
well,
know?
It's a great label. And that's where I thought the name came from, like bananas, because it was like bananas. Like it was crazy. You know, you look at the can and it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's brilliant. So we got Wade here from Honeybee Cannabis. Honeybee Cannabis available. And also look for him on Facebook too. Wade, let's talk about the partnership with Clean Lake Alliance, how that ties in with the beer, the bees, and all that stuff.
Yeah. So again, you know, like when I started this company 4 years ago, like to me, giving back to the community and creating products that do that essentially is giving back, you know, like ever as a consumer, you all want to buy things and feel good about things and what you're purchasing. But, you know, so like I truly want people to know, like when you purchase a Honeybee product, you're giving back to this community, you know? So Clean Lakes was just something like that from day one was always something I was very, you know, felt a ton about. So yeah, you know, the great thing about this, I reached out to him about a week and a half ago before we launched this beer. You know, I'm sitting here thinking 3 years, we've reached $5,000, you know, and they hit me up. They're like, dude, we're almost $10,000 into this.
Wow.
In 3 years. And this is a beer that hits the market once a year, limited quantity, and to raise that kind of money for the community and the lakes, you know, I feel really good about that.
It's a noble cause.
You should.
Yeah.
Well, where can we find Bananas, Hefeweizen beer, and your Honeybee Cannabis products? I know I've seen plenty at Woodman's, and I was just hearing off air, you're at Woodman's in Green Bay.
Yeah. So this beer's Bananas will obviously be available at all the local Woodman's.
In Madison here you're talking?
Yeah, and literally any reputable liquor store in Madison, you're going to find it.
Yeah, I found mine at Trixie's.
Yeah,
Trixie's. I didn't even know about it. I just walked in one day
Steve's,
and there it was.
And, you know, when we go down this route, I don't like to go down this route because I don't want to forget about anybody who's supported this brand. So what I'm saying is, It should be readily available in Madison. Check it out. Like I said, we're going to, within the next week and a half, you know, you're going to start seeing it on tap across the city of Madison, you know. And the great thing about this product is when you can take it to all these bar owners and all that, and they want to support with you, you know. It's a
win-win.
Yeah,
it's got great buy-in.
Exactly, win-win. That's what business is about. Yeah. How do we all win?
I can tell you how you win. You go get a draft of honey bananas at Carbon Forest Tasting Room over on Madison Seaside.
That
would be a win right there.
Yeah,
that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Hey Wade, congratulations on the new beer. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it and your partnership with Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys more than you know. So thank you so much for having me on tonight, and we'll catch up.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Wade.
All right. Thank you.
Let's do some new music. These guys actually have their album release show tomorrow at the
Sorry, that's the kombucha, and it's really good.
Oh, JJ.
I was like, what was that sipper?
What am I missing here? I don't know. But after August, go see their CD release show tomorrow. Smack Sync on Civic Media. We are local music.
Season.
Civic Media. We are local music. SpongeBob fans, I'm sure you're happy to hear some Magic Conch here on a Saturday night. That's their latest one from their Fine Dining and Breathing album, Meet Me in the Middle. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight tonight. Rocker, KJ filling in for Terry Barr. I'm Jimmy K. We got a double dip of Pat McCurdy on the way. Plus, we're going to talk with Dennis Graham from Rockconson. And be sure to listen to your favorite Civic Media radio station all next week for the Ride into Spring contest. There's four daily winners who will receive an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, plus grand prizes like new bicycles, a killer new blender, and outdoor patio furniture. All you have to do is listen for the keyword. And when we hear the keyword, text us that keyword using the Civic Media app. It's that easy. Don't have the app yet? Get it now. And all the details and the rules at civicmedia.us. Ride into spring all next week on Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Get that double dip of Pat in a couple minutes. Right now it's number 27 and Rise Above. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. And fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday.
My strength is worn and the blood keeps raging on. I will
keeps raging on. I will rise above by grace. When I've given all I can, left without one plan, I will rise above. I will rise above by
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio, refreshed.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.